Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Welcome to paradise. Hello, hump day.
Hump day.
Oh boy. Hello. That was loud. Good morning.
Look at that. I can see into your room.
Yeah. I cleaned it up a little bit. I've kind of moved all the junk off the table. Do you see it over there on the side?
Well, I don't know what that is.
Big junk pile.
I mean,
junk pile right there, but it looks nice.
See the pile there. Yes. Okay. So that's your junk pile.
There's the junk pile. Well, we did some stuff in here, so we wound up, you know, all the tools get moved in, and I was like, well, I don't, that I tell you, the background.
Wait, so when you say you did some stuff in here, it's not stuff about the penis?
Oh, no, nothing about the penis, I'm sorry.
No, okay.
Not what kind of stuff about the penis.
You left us all behind on that.
What
comment,
a letdown.
Sorry. We did some stuff in here as in, you know, we have a studio and we're continuing to work on it, and we hung up some sound abatement stuff, and we had put some things up that...
What kind of stuff about the penis?
That guy.
No stuff about the penis. I'm so sorry. You know what? Tomorrow I'll start with the penis.
Oh, great.
I mean, it's fine. You don't have to, but
no,
you
I get that there's a certain level here that we're going to go.
Stuff in here, and we all kind of went, what?
There's a running theme. You know what? My bad. You know what? I composted yesterday. We started our...
Hold on a minute. You did our show.
Yes.
Then you did Johnny's show.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you played in crap?
Yes.
Played in crap.
Yes.
You ever
there was
get
no,
done?
And there was nothing about the penis in any of it. It's really... Oh, it's terrible. Man. No, I'm really excited about this. Like, I know it's just a dumb thing, but we have this... space in the far back corner, and it's been an I've
where the
tried.
Kids do it.
No, this is
sorry.
In within the confines of the fence, not outside the fence where the kids do it. They do
so
it
you don't
right
let
on
them
the
come
other
inside
side.
The fence to do their stuff.
We don't let there's nothing about the penis that happens inside the fence.
There's no secret knock that allows the high school kids in for some privacy.
No.
Okay.
Not that I know of. I mean, there are four people who live in this house, and while I might not have a secret knock to let people in to do it in the yard, I
Sean
don't really...
may be making millions
Sean
over
may
there.
Be making, sure, renting out
him.
The back for... He's going to be very sad to see that I have built a giant compost factory over there.
Oh.
Yes. So, yes, we did our show, then the Johnny Pod, and we had a little lunch, and then we put on our dirty clothes, and we went outside to just go crazy.
Never ends over there at the
It never ends.
House.
God.
It doesn't end. And you know, it's going to be good because I buy dirt a lot and I don't want to do that anymore. I want to make my own dirt. It's about dirt.
Go on.
Soil.
That's it. I want to make my own dirt and it's easy to do. Really, people are like, oh, composting seems difficult. It's a pile. You make a pile. And you turn the pile, and you fork new things into the pile, and that's it. And then after some time...
So now when John's like, I have to go number two, does he grab a magazine and go out back, or...
Oh, no.
That...
No.
Oh.
No. This is not that
kind of... You're
not
pooping
of,
out
that
there
kind
either?
Of soil. No, there's no... I suppose that maybe... I know chicken poop and cow manure are good for a compost heap.
Right.
But I don't think like dog poo or poop people poo-poo.
I don't know
people
about compost heaps.
It's just, it's like yard clippings
and
the leaves.
Can't they steam? Don't they get steamy?
They do. That's how they get turned into, in fact, a good heap is so hot you can't put your hand in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's so hot.
And gross.
No, not
like
gross
a good
at all.
Afternoon.
Oh my God, it was super fun.
Are you saying compost heaps don't stink?
Well, they can stink if you are not careful about what you put in them. Mine is not going to be kitchen scraps. We have another little thing for our kitchen scraps. But it's because if you put garbage in it, then yes, it can be stinky. But we're not going to be doing that. You know, I will put my coffee grounds in it. That gives it a nice acidity. You're way ahead of me on the composting thing. Tell me
not
about
really.
You get some nice dirt?
No, actually I haven't even really grabbed any dirt from it yet. I'm still throwing piles of stuff in there. It's just But
it's I'm excited though.
I don't use kitchen scrap except for like vegetables. I don't use like
those
chickens
use, like,
or
oh no animal.
Eat.
You can put like eggshells in there.
Oh yeah, I use eggshells.
Mm-hmm. But not like you wouldn't put a chicken carcass in there.
Right.
It sounds like a science experiment.
It is a little bit in a way.
It's just gardening.
You'd really do get good dirt gardening. Out of it. It's I'm sure that you know how we all have compost bins now, you know, your garden waste bin. I'm sure there's a giant compost pile somewhere and I'm sure someone bags up that really great dirt and sells it.
Probably, mm-hmm. yeah.
But I don't want to buy their dirt anymore. I want to make my own dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good for you guys.
Well, isn't it? We're so industrious. It'll be good. You know, in the apocalypse, people are going to need dirt. So we're going to have it. Yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Whose idea was making your own dirt?
Mine.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Why? No, John's down. John's into it.
I'm sure he is down. I mean, John does all the stuff with you. I get it.
I know. He's
but
great.
I absolutely, I'm in a relationship as well, and there's no question that her mind works, I don't know how much faster, but a lot faster than mine on every level. Like, there's not even a moment of satisfaction when a project or a thing is done.
On to the next thing.
And I just feel sometimes like, take a break. Can you just, please, give yourself a break.
It'd be hard to be married to you. I'd turn your brain off for a minute. What is this?
Take a little breaky poo.
We do take breaks, you know. There, at one point, we had been working. We got to a point.
You haven't even finished the fence yet.
Yeah, right. No, we haven't. but we take breaks. I'll say, hey, I'm going to go inside and get us each a nice cold water. Meet me on the porch, and then we sit there in our grubby clothes, trying not to get the cushions dirty and. And we sit and we look around. We're like, oh.
This sounds just like my parents. My dad randomly ripped up our front yard because he's like, it's dead. It's got to go. And he just ripped up. And I was like, that's so random. Okay.
He tore out
all the
lawn?
Yeah, because it was dead.
Why you guys just weren't watering it?
No, I don't know what happened. I think it just got too much sun because he was very adamant about the sprinkler times as well, but it just died over the summer. And he just... But there's other projects going on, so it's like, can we finish one?
Lawns are you can't. You have to have a bunch of stuff going on.
And my mom just stands there and just she's like, I'm the supervisor. I'm like, okay, mom. And he's like peeling it up, and I'm not gonna help.
Are you gonna get new socks?
I'm not gonna help.
Why wouldn't you help? Don't kids help?
He's just so particular about how things are done, and it's like, I want to help him paint. No, nobody can help him paint. No, there's like a system to that. So, he's going to put something new down, I guess.
You guys going to get one of those fake
ones? Sod or some?
Sod, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like the third time we went through grass, I think. Yeah.
Well, he needs to.
It's not working out.
The problem
is our house
the water.
Is always evolving.
You know how you always break up? You ever have those relationships where you're always breaking up? It sounds like him and grass. It's not working out.
Yeah. My entire life, there's always been something going on with the grass at that house.
Well, it sounds like, you know, here's the problem with lawns is water, you know, mm-hmm. They need a ton of water. They really do. They're like the thirstiest thing in your yard. And you got to put a lot on there for them to be satisfied. So, you got to tell them, if you don't want to rip up your lawn, you're going to have to pay more for water. And then when they tell us we can't have any water, you're going to have to let the lawn die. Like that's,
again.
Again.
Again. You know, I know there's people like Hooman always rants and raves about the fake lawns and stuff, yeah. But you know what?
My cousin put some in.
What does Hooman know of it?
Zero right. water. Exactly. And what do you think of your cousin's fake lawn?
It's cool. It's a little, it's always shiny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's almost too perfect, I yeah. think, yeah. There yeah, are some that have the yellowish tint to
yeah,
it that
they
looks like it's
put,
kind of dying.
It on
right.
purpose.
Yeah, yeah, I like that. I like
it's got
that
like
one.
A thatch on the bottom of it.
Uh-huh. Phony realism.
Right.
Exactly.
Some of them do look good, but they, yeah, big, they actually get really hot. They're like too hot to walk
yeah,
on in the
that's
summer,
what
too.
I, that's what I said, but she had samples. She goes, feel which one like feels better. And oh. I was like, I don't know. This one feels like unshaved legs. This one is like.
I'm pretty sure right. my mom's got that. The fake oh, the, lawn.
Well, that in the desert, you would.
She lives
right?
in the desert, right?
How big is the front yard? Is it? Could he just put in like a low water garden?
It's not that big actually, because he put in rocks. It's just it's always evolving that house,
the
so
rocks,
I can't keep
huh?
up. Yeah,
send Sarah the dimensions. She'll sketch
please,
up a
I'll,
design
I'll
for you guys.
I'll put a quick design together John, for you.
Poor John's like, wait, now we're working outside the house?
Yeah,
great.
I don't know. They'll probably
look,
watch.
You guys, you underestimate John. John is as into this. It's more into this house even than I am. He's the guy who's
John,
like,
today you're working in Benicia.
I'm going to need a pickup truck. He really wants a pickup truck. I'm like, mm-hmm. for what? He goes, you know.
Me too.
You guys have a pickup truck.
No, we don't have a pickup truck.
You can borrow my dad.
What happened to the one like you had in Tahoe?
We sold it.
The oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, we just have, we have our old Toyota. And I'm going to sell my, I'm selling my ETH. What is it, an E3? What, an
I3.
I'm selling,
yeah.
selling that. And then we're going to be down to the cruddy Prius. God, we've had those cars since, we've had the Prius and the Highlander since 2008.
Winning.
I was in eighth grade.
What's that?
I was in eighth
oh,
grade.
Oh, Nicole. Yeah.
I was just born.
I mean, we've had them,
oh,
for, and
nice
they're both
driver.
Running great. They're both running great. Shut up. Just born. Smack you. I'm going to pave over your house Jesus. With fake grass.
I was learning how to walk. No. When you bought
you're
those
so
cars.
Young and fresh.
Thank you.
Bryn's getting his first taste of what it's like to be old, you know? It's
yeah, I saw a text the other day. I was like, I remember when Bryn used to be the young guy on the show. Like,
yeah, Bryn is so not the young guy anymore.
Oh, God. Don't push it, Sarah.
Well, you're not. I'm sorry, but we got someone who's 10 years younger than you on the show now. And in 10 years, we'll have someone that's 10 years younger than her. So get used to it.
If we, I am
we'll,
so far.
At some point, we'll fall off and you guys will just keep going because you'll have all the new people.
I hope that's true.
I do, too. And wouldn't it be nice, actually, if, like, you know, Sarah and Vinny bow out, you know, gracefully in their, I don't know, late 70s. And then there's all these new kids that everyone's so interested in. And
yeah, all these new just... kids. By then, we'll be 60 and 50.
Yeah, well, obviously. No, we're not talking about you. I'm talking about the people who are coming on the show after you.
Oh, well, I'm talking about me.
Yeah, Bryn's going to be Scott. He's going to be that guy going, I'm waiting for my goddamn legacy. These people won't leave.
Die already, guys.
I'm 60, and I'm still waiting for them to retire. Would you get out of here, please? I mean,
right,
did I say
leaving.
That out loud?
There's a,
I'm sorry.
There's a baby taking its first breath today and screaming, who's going to be the star of this show really soon? It's good. Time flies. Hate to spoil it for the youngsters, but you'll get here soon enough.
Yeah, no,
we have no idea how this happened.
A friend of mine had a baby, and it's already a year. Like a year went by.
Yeah. Well,
she was
pretty
like,
soon we'll put it into the internship program, and we'll and that kid will take over. Oh, my God. I feel so good today. You know, there's something about... Like, you know, sort of soreness in your muscles from, like, yanking out. I don't know.
Oh, yanking out. Again.
I see.
Nothing about confusion. The penis. Literally right. not going to be anything about that. No, just I feel good. And I got a bunch, you know, I got my marching orders for today. So I'm pretty stoked.
What are your marching orders for today?
Well, we got sort of phase one done. And so tomorrow we're going to prep the site for the thing we're building. And it's going to be... It's going to be great. I'm really excited.
I didn't understand any of that, but okay.
Okay. We're gardening. Let's just,
prep
we're in the garden. Well, I get, you know, because we got to build a thing to enclose the compost. So
oh.
it's, yeah. So we had yesterday, we pulled out the plants and got all the irrigation out of that section. And then today we're going to prep the site to build the, okay. nothing about the penis. So let me think of something about the penis. I'm losing
super
Vinny.
Happy to hear about the gardening and the success with it. And yeah. Bryn obviously is into it too.
Oh my Bryn and I are like, we're soul sisters. We really
What's
are.
What's funny is though, I'm on the same page as Vinny where Anita's always coming up with ideas of things to do. And and those that list of stuff to do is not on my list. I have a completely separate list. I'm like, I want to garden. I want to do all these other things. And she's like, can you, you know, whatever.
What kind of things does she want to do?
I don't know. Can you take the compost out, you know, daily? I'm like, yeah, I'll do that in a second. But she's like, can you do it now? It kind of smells. And I'm like, God. And that's my job. I get that. And I do that. And I'm fine
with
that.
Oh, this is just your general chores.
It's just general, like, honey-do stuff.
You're saying you're dropping your chores in order to do... No, you can't really
I gotta stop these chores and do other chores is what I'm saying.
Chores.
Let me give you an example of my yard work. This was yesterday.
I'm ready.
The gardener showed up.
And
I went,
Jesus.
Oh, no. I have to get the dog poop off the lawn. And so I said, guys, hold on. Let me get a mask. I have to get the dog poop off the lawn so you don't get it on your shoes. And he said, okay, Vincent. And I said, I got a mask and I got the pooper scooper and I was like, dink, 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 dink.
How many poops were there?
You know what? We've been leaving a little poop out because it helps her find a scent and helps her get the motor going
the
when we need
goes,
her to. So
right,
it's not something you'd do when you have a fully grown dog, but for a puppy, we've kind of like.
Plus, the poops are so much bigger. The bigger they get, the bigger the poops.
They're already getting bigger, but the point is, I'm hoping it gets that poop motor going faster.
Yeah, sure.
Because when you go out and you're just like, oh, come on, man.
I'm just standing here waiting for you.
Most times it's fine. In the middle of the day, I'm cool hanging out and just, you know, I'll squeeze into one of the plastic kid chairs and just hang out. But,
sure.
You know, evening time, you just start to go like, okay, tick, tick, come on. Mm. Anyway, I picked up, ding, ding, there, sorry, back to my job, ding, ding. Mm-hmm. And then I said, okay, it's all good, guys. Thanks for waiting.
Have at
I
it.
Appreciate your thank patience. You. And they were like, thank you. I mean, they appreciated it too.
Well, of course, no one wants to stop in dog mess. No
right.
one ever.
So
is
you
like,
and
you
I
know,
both...
I'm going to go look for a dog mess to step in.
You and I both gardened yesterday, just
nice.
A little slightly differently.
Yeah, as a soreness of your body, Vin.
I'm okay.
Yeah, are you a little sore? Are you sore from picking up the poop?
I'm okay. You know, I'm in extremely good shape. So it was fine. I was actually, I lifted the pooper scooper. Nice. Easily,
you know,
without
what Instagram
trouble.
Could use is shirtless Vinny with his 8-pack scooping poop in the backyard. Like, I really feel like that might be your best liked photo of all time.
You think so?
Could you oil up a little bit too?
Oil up too?
Yeah,
huh?
Let's just, you know, and kind of, you know, I don't know, semi pose as you're lifting the
flex
poop up.
While I'm lifting poop.
That would be, I mean, it would be something for everyone, really. I mean, dog lovers, you know, women who don't want dog poop on their yard, gardeners
sure.
who are like, oh, what a kind man, you know. Mm-hmm. It's just something, children who are like, no, I'd like to have a puppy and a dad who looked like that. That, you know, it's something for everybody.
As I
You're
said,
welcome.
You are always thinking.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She is.
Never turns it off. Ever. No. I mean, when you sleep, are you coming up with ideas? I
am, actually. Uh-huh. And it's funny because Bryn is, Bryn's reached the end with me with that stuff. Some days, because I don't want to listen to
that?
His
That's
ideas. I want to tell him my ideas.
That's true.
He's like, I got an idea. I go, no, my idea first. He's all, yay. Go ahead.
Bryn never says, I got a wife. Would you lighten up?
Yeah. Honestly, it's funny because you know how we always joke that we're like radio husband and wife, and it does become a weird relationship like that. Like there's a level of comfort with the people on the show, and we all make demands of each other. You know, hey, can you do this or let's do this or whatever. But it's a funny thing because Bryn has really opened himself up to because we have this whole studio thing in common. And so there's that, and then we're sending each other pictures of, like, avocado buds, and, oh, here's what's sprouting, and, look at the sound abatement that I did. Like, Bryn should live next door. He really should, because Honestly, I could use his help.
It would never end. I'm sure Nita would never be stoked.
I'd have two Johns.
Nita would be thrilled.
It would be amazing. Oh my God.
She'd have two
Sometimes
Johns.
Sometimes my John will go over and help Anita with her stuff too. It'll be, oh my God.
That part sounds great. I would love to have John in my house.
Let's do it, Bryn.
It sounds like Wife Swap, that TV show.
You know? Yeah, except it's just, it would be like except swingers, except we do each other's chores.
Well, except everybody's catering to Sarah.
Oh, yeah. Well, and Anita, I guess, you know. I'll help her make her lotions.
Oh, yeah. Anyway. That's fun.
I don't know. Anyway, so today, it feels good. It feels good to be alive. Bryn, the house next door, I think, is going to go up for sale pretty soon. So.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I got a couple mil in my pocket. No
sure.
problem.
Oh, great. Oh, perfect.
Like he's going to leave Millbrae.
I know. Yeah. Paradise.
Para.
Not to mention, I'm sure he's like, yeah, I want to work more. That'd be great.
Well, in his own way, he does work all day long. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We both do that in our own ways.
In our own ways. Anyway, here we are. At 6:06 on Hump Day morning.
Let's do this.
We're off to the races. KLSE, KLSE, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice in the Morning Show. We'll be right back.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.